All right, so welcome back to the Stay Woke podcast. All right, welcome back to the Stay Woke podcast. It's Jose. I'm about to go around the table and have everybody introduce themselves. I said, stay woke. Can y'all shut the...
Sir.
Now we
have
to put a
word. All right, no, bro. Everybody knows this is unfiltered. All right, we're going to cuss.
Really?
About, yes.
About Disney?
Yeah, it's about whatever, bro.
Hey, I'm a religious.
Huh?
I'm religious.
If you're religious, then hey I'm sorry.
Thank you for winning the finals.
Man, fuck that. Shut your dumb ass up, bitch. Okay, so I'm gonna go around the table and I'm gonna have everybody introduce themselves.
Well, DC
Mike.
All right, then. Go to the light skin. What's going on? It's Martez, aka Young Dagger Dick, here in the studio. It's my first time on the podcast. I'm happy to be here. Free my nigga Ray Ray. I'm passing it off to the dark skin himself, the Dark Knight.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, what's good, y'all? What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Dorian Miller, the friendly neighborhood black guy, pulling up to this podcast. First one, won't be the last one. Next is the other dark-skinned brother, Mr. Prince.
Hepatitis.
Oh. What's going on, man? I'm Tyus Price K. Walt DC Mo. I'm out here. Second time with Jose in this podcast. You don't know what we're doing. Cop, you feel me?
Hey, it's Blake out here. I don't got no good sayings, but here's your hillbilly boy.
Damn.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Before you introduce yourself, Hunter, this is the real OSU student himself, Blake.
Okay. They call me Foe Malone, but that's Hunter. Let's go.
Wait, what do you think?
It's Foe Malone.
Foe Malone. He's a
fake.
Ugliest motherfucker.
That's what they call me, a fucking lion. I'm just this like
lion, man.
Now listen, it's a cool name.
Though.
Oh,
I got some dip.
Why Jose looks so static? Let's
tie it, bro.
Tiger, introduce himself.
Here we go. Yeah.
Tiger, go ahead, Tiger.
He was just breathing heavy on the mic.
He ran out of breath.
Let him introduce himself.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Ty. You already know, number one podcast in America. So I'm passing this off to Brent.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, yeah! Oh,
keep that shit.
Introduce him.
All right, so that was just Brent. You know, he was being a little bitch because I forgot.
You can't. What?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
You took the phone.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
I can be the white
you
guy.
You being a fucking kid right now. Come on now.
My name is Brent. Hey, guys.
All right.
I invite you into my house, and you guys treat me like this.
Oh, my God. Why y'all flushing Brent? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey dudes, my name is Brent McCarthy. Okay. Add me on Snap, Brent McCarthy.
I like little boys.
One out of nine girls.
Fuck it, right in a pussy.
Wait, what about
B Games
2001 on YouTube?
Oh yeah. Shout out to his YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody. What's it called? I want to give a special shout out to Tyler. Because Tyler is going into the Navy, which I think is super dope. He's already sworn in, and you already know.
You go to the E1?
He's probably about to go in as the E3.
Oh, okay. I feel it.
That's dope.
You get everybody to sign for you? Yeah, I know. Who do you think got him in there?
Ooh, Starbucks. Ooh. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, he sucked dick. All right. So our first topic is. All right. So our first. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, like a bunch of ADD fucking hood.
Right.
All right. Our first topic is gonna be ranking the top 10 90s cartoons, and on here, I got every the top 50 cartoons. Hell yeah, I did.
This
was on the Google Docs. Go ahead, read it. You know, this 2000s and this.
Hold up, hold on. What the hell, Spider-Man TV show was in the
1990s? There was a
Spider-Man TV show. Yeah, suck my dick, bitch. I did my research.
When was it created, sir?
Mm-hmm. I can look at the list right now and flush you, bitch.
Oh. Hey, listen. I'm just saying this right now. Ain't nothing touching those old Ninja Turtles TV shows.
Oh,
bro.
Fast.
Just saying.
Y'all just skipped Dory.
Yeah, I know. They cocked his hell.
Dory didn't
know
how to
the black
version.
Hold up. First of all,
DuckTales.
Oh, that's just
my Dexter Laboratory is the best 90s.
Futurama?
I don't know, bro. All right, but look, we get like
the Magic School Bus was so good they played.
Where did Code Name Kenneth Door at, though?
Huh? Code Name Kenneth Door was a
2000.
2000.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Oh, here we go.
I'm
going to
go.
All right. Wait, is that going to be in order or just our top five?
We gonna do top 10, but it doesn't gotta be no order.
Oh, okay. 10? Top 10.
I'm gonna be going down.
Shit, I'm gonna go ahead and start off. 10. Top 10. Number 10, give me Johnny Bravo.
Hey, you gotta. Hey. I'm saying, give me all your top 10 right now.
Oh, like, you want all 10 right now?
All top 10 right now. That's
oh, yeah, hold on. Wait, let me start with top 10.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, you're going first.
All right. Go ahead.
Number one. I gotta say, number one, the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, hands down. Two, listen. Nobody can argue that the OG Pokemon could not be in the top 10.
Yeah, I can't
argue. Okay.
Hey, bro, Pokemon was cool.
I need
a Tom and Jerry.
Oh, fast.
Yes. Using no
turtle. Listen. SpongeBob.
It doesn't be top 10 in order. It's top
10. Ed, Eddie. Oh, Magic School Bus. Just
what number am I on? Six. I can't count. I went to Wayne Woods.
All right, thank you. You got to get Family Guy, South Park.
Okay.
What is that? Simpsons. That's nine. And then let me get Let me get a big pick two with some
Fuck out of here.
You wait, you got Courage on there?
Nah, I didn't fuck with Courage, bro.
What?
I did not. I didn't like
all right,
it.
I got next, bro.
He didn't give it a 10th, bro. We respected everybody's
Thank you. I appreciate it. God opinions. Bless America.
Number
10. Let me go ahead and get. Oh, Blue's Clues was my stuff, man. We just got a letter.
You know what I mean?
That was my show. Blue's Clues.
Let me see this.
All right, number 10. Let me get a.
You John black, Bravo. You forfeit. All right, next.
Good evening.
All right, Johnny.
Hey, dudes. All right, number 10, give me a Johnny Bravo. Okay. Number 9, give me like Recess. That.
Ooh, Recess. Ooh,
number 8, go ahead and give me Scooby Doo.
Right.
Number 8, give me Scooby Doo. Mm-hmm. Number 7, go ahead and give me Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only reason I eat spinach.
I was thinking about it, right? And like Popeye, so I don't think it was like the most entertaining thing, but it was definitely one of the most iconic cartoons.
Exactly. It was inspirational.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
we about to beat niggas eat spinach. That's what's
yeah, what I was gonna say, it's like the OG like superhero damn near. Like that was like that like he ate spinach and he became fucking Hulk and shit.
On brother.
That's why I do heroin. Yeah. Because when I take heroin, I feel like Popeye.
You gotta go.
All right.
Number 6. Give me Ed, Edd, Eddie.
Okay.
Wait, no, fuck that. Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
6, give me Pokemon. Number 5, give me Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Alright.
Okay, yeah.
Number 4, give me Blue's Clues.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3...
You got none of this.
Number 3, give me Powerpuff Girls. Number 2, give me Magic School Bus. Number 1, give me Ed, Edd, Eddy.
Here, real quick before we continue, everybody take a picture of this fucking list. So you ain't standing there like hey, Dory
stuttering all your stuff.
We should send an email out.
Free email.
Hey, I can send this shit right now. Y'all got Google Docs on your phone? I can send it out right now.
Google Docs.
That's too much.
Y'all students. I got to download that.
That's too much now.
Bro, just
you don't have Google Docs on your phone?
No, I do. I just don't. Like, that's too much for you to do right now since we already started.
I have it on my phone. I literally takes me.
You know what? Just take a picture of it and just send it in the group chat.
Fuck it. Yeah.
You're on the group chat.
Well, like, they already took pictures. Ty, can you just send it in the group chat?
I'm gonna roll out the shit.
I'm shutting down. Whoa. All right. Ty, can you just send it in the group chat? And while they're sending it, I'm gonna go ahead and say my top 10.
You just.
Go ahead, Jose. Go ahead.
What'd I do?
Huh? Well, you want
to
go?
You're supposed to go last, bro.
Wait, why
didn't you start? I can go last, but what's it called? It's just because they was about to send out the picture, but it's cool.
Go ahead. What's going on, y'all? It's Tidy. You already know it is. Walt Disney Mo out here. All right, my top 10 right now, I'm going to go with X-Men series. The X-Men was live if you ever watched it. Number 9, got to go with Cat Dog. Number 8, Beavis in the Butthead.
Beavis and the Butthead.
Number 8, Tom and Jerry, you know.
Didn't you just do number 8?
No, I was on number 9.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, this is number 8. I'm from Winning Woods. Right. Number 8, I said Ed, Eddie.
Okay. Wait, number 8?
Oh, my bad. Number 8, Viva's in the butt here. My bad. Number 7. Y'all confusing me, bro. Number 7.
Don't take
mine. Number 7, shut up, bitch. Number 7, Bravo, Johnny Bravo. Number 6, I gotta say, hey, Arthur.
Wait, I thought number
7
was Eddie.
Hey, Arthur. Hey, Arthur, you feel me?
Morgan.
Number 4, Family Guy. Number 3, Steve Simpson. Number 2, Rugrats. Number 1 is Dexter Laboratory.
Yo, honestly.
Because we say, oh, say it again, Dexter. Say it again, Dexter.
Honestly, I didn't fuck with Rugrats.
Crazy.
I didn't fuck with Rugrats.
Chucky was smacked. Alright, so like as a kid I didn't fuck with it, but like as I look back today and like I watched some of the things, like it was real shit.
Yeah.
Like when what's it called? What was that one kid that like couldn't find his dad and he was like super
Chucky.
Oh, yeah, Chucky couldn't find his dad.
Like half the black kids of America, we get
it. Bro, and then like it connected to the fucking black kids of America.
That's what Chucky was for Negro.
Chucky for president.
Chucky was black.
Alright, go ahead. He was black on the inside.
And he had curly red hair.
He was had dreads. You saw he go over had dreads too?
He was albino.
He was mixed.
Blake, shut the fuck. He's a special black.
That's Uncle Ruckus disease. Backwards.
just go. Give me
wait, what's the
blue? Oh, yeah, okay.
Huh?
Blue Dots in the
90s. Yeah, but it wasn't in the top 50.
Damn.
Blue Dots was one of my favorites.
Hey,
but yes, he's got the picture. He don't
right, I don't need that. Yeah. All right, okay. So my top 10, 9 in order. We got Dexter Laboratory, okay. Futurama.
And my sweatpants go tomorrow.
Nobody fucking cares.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Champions, though.
Recess.
Hey,
Courage Cowardly Dog.
Yes.
Pokemon.
Yes.
Ed and Eddie. SpongeBob. Scooby Doo. And Tom and Jerry.
Big ass.
Oh, I didn't hear nothing on your list, but I like it. Next.
I didn't say Tom and Jerry.
Damn.
Because y'all talking about some champion ass fucking sweatpants. Nobody cares.
But I ain't.
Champions are dealt.
Oh.
All right.
You want to say
Lord Flan?
Oh, we got a lake out there we can fight.
Can y'all send me the list? Or can y'all like pass it over?
All right.
I want to be a judge of it.
So if I was going to. I'd have to start off with the Batman animated series. Then what? I was gonna put it on my list too, bitch. And then you know, and then Spider-Man, and then X-Men, cause those are both my shit. And Courage the Cowardly Dog, cause that shit used to scare me when I was a kid.
Ain't nobody
scared. Scooby Doo. Then we got Doug. Recess. Johnny Bravo, and then Pokemon.
Wait, you like Doug?
Doug was my shit.
I didn't really like Doug.
I love Doug.
But you never, we were about, what's it called, Chicken and Cow?
Yeah,
Cow and Chicken.
Hey, hold on. Why was the Caillou on there, bro?
Right. Caillou was 2000.
Wait, what's Caillou 2000?
Wait, where's the mic?
I'm literally going off of top 50, like, I guess it's like,
it was on rating on
wise.
IMDb,
rating wise. Huh?
Wasn't it a list on IMDb?
I don't remember why I had a
phone. Where's the mic?
Hey, it's right here, Ty. Yeah, just go ahead and talk to it, bro.
All right, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Ty. You know, I'm going top 10s, not in order.
He in the fucking Navy, he could fuck you up, alright? Chill out. Guess what I am? I will shoot everybody in here right now. I will fuck you up, what?
I got defense weapons this
time. We got him.
I call my 27.
That's a mad message.
So I mess with Dexter's lab.
Bro,
call
my 20 cousins too. Bro, why is
Batman? TMNT.
TMNT for sure.
The Magic School Bus. Johnny Bravo. Spider-Man. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Pokemon, Ed and Eddie.
I bet you Brent's top 10 is Eddie.
SpongeBob.
What the fuck?
Jose.
And Tom and Jerry.
On which list?
Beyblade,
Bakugan.
How was it not?
That shit's probably anime.
Man, that's
not
fucking
okay.
Say that.
Oh, you have a whole anime list?
My top 10 is...
I have a whole anime list. I just got...
Tom and Jerry. Scooby-Doo. SpongeBob. Ed and Eddie. Pokemon. Recess. Family Guy, TMNT, South Park. What the fuck, Dorian? And
oh, that's inspired as fuck.
Which one did I not choose? Courage. Top 10. It's not any like order or anything, but I'm gonna go to Simpsons. Dexter's Laboratory, bro. I can still fucking hear you. Shut the fuck up. I said The Simpsons, Dexter's Laboratory. I'm gonna go to Powerpuff Girls just because I had sisters and that shit was a shit, honestly. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
Who's the best Powerpuff Girl?
Huh?
Who's the best Powerpuff Girl?
Like,
Bubbles?
You talking about like Power Base or like who's the baddest?
Who was just the baddest?
Who's the baddest? Probably the blue one, Bubbles.
Man, that bitch thick.
Blossom?
Wait, who are y'all talking
about? That bitch was innocent, but you know she wasn't. What else? I'm on five right now. I fuck with Family Guy, but I don't know if it's on my top 10 because it's just a remake of The Simpsons, honestly.
But better far.
Gotta say, it's not. I don't think it's better than The Simpsons.
When Peter Griffin squares up with that chicken, bro, ain't nothing to The Simpsons topping that.
That's better than Dragon Ball fights whenever.
Shut up!
I just can't, bro. It was like they literally make this Family Guy literally makes jokes on how The Simpsons is like way better.
Yo, headphone users beware.
Oh yeah, it's too late. By the way, like your eardrum's gone. Bye.
Why are you listening?
Can you even hear me by now? Like,
are you okay?
So let's finish the podcast.
All right, hold up. So I'm on number five right now. I'm gonna go with
fucking sign language.
I'm gonna go Recess. Then I'm gonna go Spider-Man because that shit was live. You know. R.I.P. Stan Lee, by the way.
Why do you have to go?
Bro, you made my feelings.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Don't nobody care about your feelings? Then I'm going to go Courage the Cowardly Dog, because that shit was a shit. As I look back on it right now, like, that shit was mad scary.
That dog was a bitch.
How was he a bitch? That shit was scary. You wasn't scared?
That's why I ain't watching.
Yeah, I was scared. How was he a bitch? That shit was scary as hell. All right, so that's seven. Then I'm going to go SpongeBob for sure.
Whoever made this list suck.
Oh, yeah, that's
flushing. Can y'all keep... Bro, I'm going with the top fucking shit that they... Like,
no, right, hold on. Hold on. Finish your list.
I understand you're going off the list, but you didn't, like... Your heart didn't hurt when Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends wasn't on this
I didn't really like it.
Really?
Like,
oh,
but you put like Tron on? Oh, damn, everyone's out. Everyone's out of the list.
You put Tron on the list, but no
my guys go...
Hey, I fucked with Tron. Fuck you.
What?
I never heard of Tron cartoon.
Bitch, I bet you 90% of people listening to this didn't hear about you. What the fuck?
Nobody heard about Tron.
Tron is the shit, okay?
The movies were alright, but I mean... They only had
one. Okay, raise your hand if you've ever watched Tron.
Dorian.
The movie?
Tron in general.
But I'm talking about the cartoon.
I haven't seen the movie or the cartoon.
Cause you're lame.
You haven't seen a movie?
Y'all
watched the cartoon?
Didn't you put Doug in your top 10?
No, I didn't. Oh. That was him.
There were two Trons. Tron and Tron Uprising or some shit like that.
You know what was Uprising
was the show.
Star Wars TV
wasn't
show.
It?
Y'all remember that?
There were two Tron movies. One was about his dad.
Okay. Alright, back to my list though. I'm gonna go Ed and Eddie. Pokemon, and then by then I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9. I got time for one more. I'm gonna go with Popeye because it was so iconic. All right, so wait, because like not all of us heard our like list, so can we pay attention real quick and give like
the top five?
Give just our number one.
On that
list, and then can we just like agree if that's on our top 10? And if it's not, then can we debate it?
Regular show.
Ooh.
No, on
90s. No, we're talking about 90s. Hey, regular show
number one? One?
Yeah, number one, for sure.
Are
you on first?
I can go first.
I'll go first.
My, I think my number one.
out of all the ones that I gave, my number one is probably Pokemon, just because it's still around even today. Like, yeah. And, like, I really fucked with it, like, the games and everything. Like, they had cards and shit. Like,
yeah, trading cards.
What? Yeah, like, bro. You remember going? Yeah, it was on a DS. The DS, like, 2, the fucking DS.
You remember going to GameStop when the new game would come out, and then you play it all day?
You said what?
When you go to GameStop, get the new game, you go home, play it all day.
Yeah, like,
your
no.
Your parents walk in and be like, you sleep, you fake it, and then they walk out, you put a game out. Like, yeah.
It'd be like 12:00 at night, and you'd like, close your Game Boy.
Bro, I don't know if y'all ever did this, but have y'all ever been like, you know, the Walmart?
Masturbated to a Pokemon?
You know, the Walmart,
wait,
right?
What?
Wait.
No.
What?
Masturbated to a Pokemon.
Could you,
wrong
could
topic.
Save it? Could you repeat it? We need to get out of here.
I write you.
It evolves.
And it climaxes and just evolves.
No, real shit. Have y'all ever been to like Walmart and y'all couldn't afford like a video game, so y'all just went in there for like a long ass time and just played it?
Oh, the demo and shit. Yeah, bro.
Y'all did that shit. Like they had a DS on there for like the longest time, and I would always play Pokemon on there because I had no DS.
I remember with GameCube.
I bought one eventually, but like I couldn't afford it.
Friends just to play like Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube because they had the controller that were connected to it.
We are in the middle of the forest, bro.
Oh, yeah, I was about to
walk my cat to get the door.
The highway's right there.
All right. Oh, wait, hold up. Yo, I'm tripping. Hell no. Pokemon's probably my two.
I was going to say,
Pokemon's probably my two. SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is number one.
Hell yeah. You know how the memes and shit comes out of SpongeBob?
Oh my god, so many memes.
Nothing is better than SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's still around today, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Alright, so.
Alright, so SpongeBob. SpongeBob is my number one. Would y'all all agree that's in y'all top 10?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Any disagreements?
Nah.
As like a number
you
one.
Not your top 10?
It's not in your top 10, SpongeBob?
No.
You had no childhood.
What? Why? Why? No, I just want to hear why.
I never had cable as a child.
Exactly. That's why you don't like it. Well, so stay right there. Anyway,
if I'm not mistaken, I didn't say SpongeBob was in my top 10. Don't get me wrong. It's an honorable mention. Like, I love the show, but overall, as far as putting that in my top 10.
You're just built like Pearl.
Wow.
You're going to be like that.
Damn.
So now I'm with SpongeBob.
But
he might like my top like 15.
Top 15? He not in your top 10?
No.
Because SpongeBob's my top 1.
He's okay. But that's like a real ass thing real quick. He said that he didn't have cable, so he couldn't watch SpongeBob, but it's still in his top 15.
Yeah.
Because of the memes.
I mean,
memes make it.
Memes made it, but like, this is my 15, but like, my first one is Tom and Jerry, though.
I mean, I never had the money to pay for two girls, one cup, but it's in my top 10. 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, every time you see they just say scrapping, that's a real nigga fight. They just see each other. Bitch, what are you talking about?
Tom and Jerry.
You know damn well if that shit was real, and if I was a cat, I would have got an exterminator and fucked that fucking rat up. Right. Or mouse.
But like, I hated watching TV shows where nobody would talk. Like, you would just sit there, and it would be like sound effects. Like, it was cool.
Tom and Jerry was funny.
Like, you could have watched Tom and Jerry for more than like an hour and be bored because they say shit.
And it's the same shit all over again.
They
smacking into a wall, pulling the tail.
Like, SpongeBob had like plots and shit.
Yeah, hold up. You're telling me you did not cry when Gary ran away?
Tell me.
That song was a fucking banger.
Gary, I heard that song.
Yeah, like
I got that on Prime Video. Bro.
You heard it's the best day ever. You thought it was the best day ever.
I was gonna say, bro, you fucking wake up to if that's your alarm, if that's your alarm clock, if you wake up to that shit every day, you.
The fun song. There was no one in the world that signed up to the fun song.
Listen,
when the campfire song.
Nobody felt more like an adult. Than SpongeBob said, "Now that we're made."
Wait, SpongeBob? Wait,
where? You felt like a grown man with a beard watching.
SpongeBob even had movies, bro.
SpongeBob had two movies. They were both bangers.
Those were ass, though.
No, the Tom and Jerry movie when they had the race. That was the best one.
I didn't watch that.
My favorite 90 movie, Home Alone, though.
Hey, wait, look.
We're not talking about movies.
It's not my favorite, but somebody that's in my top 10 is on the list. Racky Racers is in my top 10.
I don't know what that is.
I haven't heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen
it. I had a life. I'm just,
you want to know what came out in the 90s that was the best TV show that's not on this list? Dragon Ball.
There's a cartoon. That's an anime, homie.
It's still a cartoon.
But are we going to get to the anime list?
Pokemon's on there. Are we going to get
to the anime? No. Wait, so with anime, we're not going to... Look, we're going to talk about like different things.
Okay. All right.
It was originally in Japanese.
Yeah, but Pokemon is an anime. That's true. Pokemon is an anime.
I feel like Pokemon's more of a cartoon based thing rather than an anime, though.
How?
It was OG in Japanese. Yeah. And translated.
Bitch, why are you talking?
It's just like
you ain't talking this entire podcast.
Bitch, I'm talking.
Shut your dumb ass up.
That's why you look like Patrick Rock.
That was shitty.
Bitch.
Yeah, what the fuck do you
mean? All right, white people stop talking. Next topic. 2000.
All right, yeah, bro, we get way off track. All right,
are we still going off of number one or
yeah, just real quick, right, can y'all just say it? Y'all, number one is like just yelling out. Real
SpongeBob,
quick. SpongeBob,
Ed and Eddie,
Ed and Eddie.
I say Tom and Jerry,
Tom and Jerry,
Scooby Doo,
Spider Man,
huh?
Pokemon,
okay.
Probably SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. All right, so we got three SpongeBobs. SpongeBob. Like, now I'm just playing. No. I respect all y'all decisions because all those are fucking great. Like, honestly, they wouldn't even be on this list if they weren't.
They are legends, bro.
Huh? Yeah. All right, you say legends way too much.
Legend. Legend.
All right,
but they cannot be LeBron.
Next is 2000s.
All right, next is 2000s. On the list, if you can think of one that's not on this list,
listen, say it.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Fosters Home for Imaginary Friends, in my opinion.
Can y'all just say y'all top five?
Top five?
Yeah, here, like, go around. All right.
So, even though this is considered an anime low key, my number one is going to be Samurai Jack. Number two, you got to have the Fairly Odd Parents. Three, Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends. Four, I probably got to go with. Dang. I like the Star Wars Clone Wars, the TV show. That was my show. But then I also got to go with... I didn't really mess with Avatar.
You didn't fuck with Avatar?
Oh, okay, look. Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, my God.
Phineas and Ferb was my show.
Well, we're going off the top.
Avatar.
Nigga,
go ahead. You're next.
All right. Number five, I'm going to have to go with... got water?
Wait, can I drink
water?
Everybody's trying to be
like,
water. Yes. All right, number five, I'm going to have to go with Codename Kids Next Door.
What?
Yeah, for sure. Number four was my shit.
Huh?
What's it called again?
Codename Kids Next Door.
Oh, yeah, definitely
number one.
Number four? No, number five.
What is it called?
Codename Kids Next Door.
What is that?
With number one, number two, number three, number five.
Number one was a bald dude with glasses.
They thought adults because they
had some bitches. Oh, the fat kid in the red shirt? Yeah! His dad was
number zero, bro.
Yeah.
He was an OG.
This motherfucker.
He had to go up to like the advanced code name, and he had to leave his friends.
No, but that was fake.
Yo, 274?
It was fake.
What do you mean?
It was fake because it was a trap, so he wouldn't like. They have books.
They have books.
You never watched that, so it was.
I think I had books.
It was father, right? And it was like all like the adults. So, they were trying to get him because they was like the ones the ones that always like. He was the one that would always fuck up their plans. All right. Hold on, I gotta talk about this shit. Hell no. So he would always like fuck up their plans. So, what's it called? So they was like, okay, so we're gonna make up some shit so he can leave. And he would never come back, right? But he knew all along it was fake. So once he got on that rocket ship, like, he controlled himself. He came back and fucked them motherfuckers up.
This sounds like a terrible plot to a Mexican opera show.
Sure. All right. Number five, like I said, Codename Kids Next Door. Number four, I'm probably going to have to go to Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Number three. Codename Kids Next Door, K-E-D. Nigga.
Do we have to Cartoon Network or could be any? Bitch!
Number three, give me Avatar.
Oh.
I fucked heavy with Avatar. Number two, give me Benton. Number two, give me Benton. And number one, Regular Show. Regular show was like, come on.
Regular show was the go.
No, fuck Adventure Time. Fucking hated Adventure Time.
Look, Adventure Time was good at the beginning, but then it became like.
But then
it
got
good at
the beginning. All right.
My number one is Boo Dots. My number one is Boo Dots. That's my number one.
Was that top 10? Was that 2000 or was that 19?
That was 2000. That's Boondocks. Boondocks is about black people. How is it animated?
It was animated, right?
Bro, is Oob not black?
Yo.
I'm just, oh, you're right. But look, can I finish it, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
My number two is, you know, y'all remember Rex? Number two, Rex.
Generator Rex?
Generator Rex.
Oh, what happened to that show?
Generator Rex is my number two.
Collaboration with Ben 10.
Then after number three, I had to go with you know, Chowder.
Hey,
Chowder was my stuff.
My number three is Danny Phantom.
Ooh.
Then my last one though is number four is Kim Impossible. Y'all forgot about Kim Impossible. Y'all slipping on my girl.
Wait, how's that for? I swear you just.
You slipping on her name, cuz.
I said three. I said number three was, what's it called? Was Chowder. I said number four is Kim Impossible.
He didn't say Chowder.
Oh. Number four, Kim Impossible. Number five, I gotta go with my guy. It's the one with the robot and shit. It was a Titan and stuff.
Wait, what?
It was on Cartoon Network and stuff.
Oh, fuck.
He was like, you could turn to tiny and stuff. You turn big and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Hold on. It's right
Attack
here.
Titan?
No.
It was like an anime show. It was about Rangers.
Nah, bro. It's a fault. It's just right here.
They turn in that big blue ass robot.
Let me see. Oh, Symbionic Titan.
Yeah. Symbionic Titan, number five.
I didn't fuck with it.
Now I gotta go with my Nick. I go to my guy.
I thought we were only doing five.
Blake.
We are.
That one was number five.
We're only going to five.
Yeah, he said like seven.
No, it's all right.
That's what he meant. He said I'm about to give him to my guy. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So first we got Codename Kids Next Door. Then
that's
got
your number one. That's five.
Huh?
That's your number one.
I think he's going.
That's my number one.
Oh, that's your number one. Okay.
Then my number two is Ben 10. Number three.
Can
I
put this
up, Raven?
It's on here.
No, I know it's on a list.
Number three, we got Avatar. Number four, The Fairly Odd Parents, and a number five, Looney Tunes.
Bro, where's fucking Regular Show?
I never watched Regular Show.
Regular
what?
Show.
What? No, wait, he told me about that.
I haven't seen it. Why are you on my phone, though?
I've seen it.
You have a phone right there.
Really? Yo, did you watch like the end?
That was the most sad shit I've ever seen.
Oh, when the Pops died?
Oh,
I didn't
Damn, y'all ruined the whole plot. I don't want to watch the shit ever again.
Bitch, you got like six seasons. You'll be all right. Hey, listen, you know what was my show that nobody messed with?
What?
Fanboy and Chum Chum.
I fucked that show.
That was my show, bro.
I fucked that show.
You came out like 2009. You fucked that show, but you didn't watch Regular Show?
Wait, it was never on when I was watching TV. It was my fault. I didn't know
Joe
Rossley Freezy.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Do we count George Lopez as a 2000 show?
That's not a cartoon.
That's not a cartoon.
Oh, we're doing a cartoon.
What about That's So Raven?
That's not a cartoon.
Wait, did you say yourself?
No, not yet. I was waiting for you.
All right, wait.
So first I'd have. All right, so number five, I'll go with Regular Show because that was my shit. And then Invader Zim, my number four. I know y'all talking about Invader Zim. I fucking loved Invader Zim. They're bringing that back. Then Avatar. And then where is it?
Where is it?
There's Avatar, and then there's.
I don't fucking imagine your friends.
Did I say Ben 10?
Could I say Steven Universe?
Ben 10's my number two. And then I gotta go with the Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, wait. Like, listen, this is gonna make everybody happy.
Listen. Let me change my number one. This is Martez. Number one cartoon show of the 2000s, the OG Teen Titans.
Oh, shit.
How's that on here?
I may have to read. Oh, can I say this too?
I may have to
read. My bad.
Change my number five. You remember Jimmy Neutron? Change that to number five.
I don't know if I
would
get that
high. Yeah,
I kind
of
sleep on
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, sleep.
I feel like
fairly.
I remember
Nigga.
Oh, yeah, they're better.
It's your boy, Ty.
Hey, yo, my nigga, Ty.
Hey, we're not playing Sheen.
Shut up. He's trying to talk.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yo.
Number one.
Let's get down to business.
The Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
No Foster's.
Ben 10.
Okay.
Regular Show. You know, I already messed, you know, I messed with number three, codenamed Kids Next Door.
Why, that'd be your number four?
Let him talk, why you gotta make fun of him?
Yeah, that's my, that's pretty
much. Damn, I hope everybody's screaming from pretty tall.
The Jetsons?
Yes.
He's speaking.
Oh, sorry.
Number five is probably Generator X, you know, Professor Holiday. I don't know about y'all, but.
Yo, wow.
About this
shit, man. All right, Brent, go ahead.
Regular Show is not on your list.
It's
slow for you.
What? If Regular Show is not on your list. It is. Cool. My top five out of order is Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Ben 10, Regular Show, Codename Kids Next Door. Oh, fuck, what was it? Fuck it, Tron. I don't remember what fifth one was.
It was off of your guys' things. That wasn't on the list.
Titans.
It's not canceled. They already knew a different next season. What are you talking about? But, like, this...
I only looked at it for 2000. Those are like 2010 shows, bro.
Oh, Rick and Morty?
Did you guys ever watch Young Justice?
Man, Rick and Morty's the best.
That was in 2010.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Young
what
Justice?
Show?
Young Justice was in 2010.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was,
how was it not?
Came like
2000.
I swear,
it was
like 2011.
All right, hold on. All right, so mine, I'm not gonna give an order because I'm gonna say who's my goat, I guess.
Exactly.
So I'm not gonna give no order, but it's Kids Next Door, The Fairly Odd Parents, Avatar, because I really fucked with Avatar, but I don't know how y'all don't fuck with Avatar.
I liked it.
Avatar was
like,
my third.
Huh?
My three?
Wait, who did put Avatar on their list?
Katara versus Azula? That shit was...
Damn.
Okay. Did we put Naruto as one? Oh, wait.
Huh? That's an anime. That's an
anime,
homie. So...
That's a heavy anime.
So I said...
That's the anime.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
The anime,
that's my favorite
2090 show.
All right. Hold on. All right. So I said Codename Kids Next Door. The Fairly Odd Parents. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. I said Codename Kids Next Door. The Fairly Odd Parents, Avatar, dude. Avatar the Last Airbender.
I will fuck you up.
Avatar the Last Airbender, Kim Possible, because Kim Possible is shit, bro. But like, I'm salty that like it wasn't on this list. My fault. Like this list is really faulty.
It was like
the sidekick to the villain.
No, I thought Ego was the blue guy.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, but like she was a baddie though.
What are we even talking about?
The Kim Possible, the villain.
Oh,
yeah. And then my last, I said regular. All right, so regular show and Kim Possible round out my top five.
Hold on, wait, real quick. Let me just ask: who did not put Samurai Jack in their top five?
I didn't.
Really?
Everyone
was like the
same.
It's solid.
That continuation that they did like last year, that shit was live.
So look, I heard hella good shit about it, but I never watched it.
Okay, I respect that. It always came on right after Naruto.
It took them forever to finish. We had early bedtime.
That's true.
House, just saying.
That's how you got to main campus.
On everything.
That's how you got to main campus.
I was up till like 11.
Harder was up to 3 a.m. playing Destiny every night while he was sleeping.
Hey, no cap. That's facts.
I read that.
All right, so same thing. Can everybody just give their number one as we're going by? I'm gonna start off. Damn. It is really hard, dude.
I mean, I said Code
Name. I said Regular Show, but
like it, but like it's really close with Regular Show and Code Name Kids Next Door.
That's
I'm gonna go Code Name.
But just cause.
Just cause.
That's no, name. I'm gonna say that.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna give it to Regular Show just because like I think a Regular Show was like iconic because as like cartoons were going like down. Regular Show came up and like it was like really good compared to all the other cartoons.
Especially with Regular Show. Regular Show was kind of the age that we were typically growing up, and it was kind of in a way growing up with us.
Yeah, we were like
10 or 11 when we started watching Regular Show.
We were preteens.
Like legit, like seventh graders, bro.
Yeah.
Came out, mm-hmm. 5th or 6th.
All right, here. But I can still fuck with the ending even now. This show was sad as fuck.
Can we do the why for like all these? Because we didn't do the why.
Oh, so I'll give my why. Like, overall, I think that it was really good. And honestly, like, I think the biggest thing with Regular Show was the character development. Yeah. Like, how, like, so many people changed. Like,
with Mordecai. Remember when we died?
Hmm?
Maybe it's
an episode.
He just wanted the hat.
I was thinking like Benson, right? He was a dick at the very beginning, like you're fired. But like towards the end, like he gave his life to save like he tried to like save what Mordecai and Rigby and Pops and Skips. Skips couldn't change because he was immortal and he was alive for like a long ass time. But like and then Pops when he found out that he was the chosen one and he like and. He literally like he so time wouldn't repeat itself. He killed himself. Well, like he went out with his twin brother, which is evil.
It was evil.
That was fine.
All right. So let me hit y'all with this one right here. Okay.
Yeah,
my number one was Teen Titans. Okay.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Teen Titans was a show that basically everybody knew, but maybe not everybody watched it, but a lot of people did. Teen Titans was so good, everybody was pissed when they released Teen Titans Go.
So look, the reason it's not my top five is because they made that Teen Titans Go. That shit fucked.
Listen, but that's what I'm saying. The original Teen Titans itself is guaranteed my number one. And then they could never continue it. Like, Young Justice, but that's later on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that was a good show, too. Young Justice is so long. But Teen Titans had to be number one. The OG Teen Titans with Beast Boy, Raven, Starfire, everybody in there. Like, that was the stuff.
I get that. Home. But what I'm saying is that, like, with the Teen Titans Go, it ruined the image of Teen Titans.
No, I agree with you. It does. It really it messed it up.
It would definitely be in my top five if it wasn't for that.
Okay. I can respect that. That's for sure.
Tara was a thotty. Wow. I'm gonna be real. I'm tired. Regular show in Ben 10 for me. Like, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be real with y'all.
That Ben 10 opening.
Ben 10 like, meant so much to me when I was a fucking child. So like, on God. Like,
big 10 years dick. Okay.
I was tired of Code Name.
Code Name was good. Like, don't get me wrong. Code Name will always be a show that was, like, my childhood. Like, straight on for my childhood. But, like, just something with that ending kind of just made me, like, shun away from it, low-key. Like, regular show, though, had a decent amount of, like, meaningful shit. To the point of, like, I basically got my little brother hooked on regular show for 2 years straight. Like, this nigga used to, like, literally, he still to this day will go in the background of my fucking headset and do that. Like, I want to RKO his ass. That's besides the point.
I think I've heard him do that.
Exactly.
I remember him doing that.
Exactly.
I never knew why.
But, like, but regular show was, like, a meaningful show that had, like, a decent amount of, like, real deep shit. Great episodes at the time, especially their Halloween specials. And, like, Ben 10 just overall just made any little kid just wish they had a watch.
I mean, I had that watch, though. I have one of them. I used to think I was him, you know?
Some of us couldn't afford that.
Only white kids had that watch.
Now you bring it up, I gotta say Ben
10's
my favorite
now.
But yeah, those are my top two.
How y'all doing? It's me. When I was...
Wait, hold on.
You gotta
decide between one or two.
Oh, I
gotta decide between one or two.
Regular show or Vincent? Damn.
I mean, I'm not...
Damn.
I used to think I was him. I'd be out there.
Accelerator.
Ooh,
you mean accelerate?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Stupid ass motherfucker. Give me your regular show.
Then we got Swamp Fire in the next season.
Hey, all right.
Go ahead.
My name is Titus Light. The one episode that got me really hooked was Star Wars and Clone Wars. That was my favorite one. Because at the end, when the Emperor Palpatine ordered at 66, I saw the Jedi dying and stuff.
Damn.
That really hurt me, man. And like so many characters throughout the series and how they died and stuff.
That episode with Grievous.
General Grievous.
Like all those clones and like those two Jedi went in and he fucked all of them.
Remember General Krimble, he had all the soldiers die, kill himself. Me was like, you shoot our own man. When they were shooting each other and stuff, and with General Krimble was like, kill him. And they was both shooting each other. Both was the same clone troopers. That fucked me up. That's why I fuck with Star Wars.
General Grievous is probably the only animated character I've ever seen that actually low-key made me scared.
General Grievous.
I ain't never seen anybody with four lightsabers just ready to
smash. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so like that's why I say Star Wars and Clone Wars, because how the beginning and start, how the end started, how the end ended. Like that's my shit.
I feel like the Anakin in the Clone Wars is my favorite Anakin of life.
Thank you.
Like from the movies, the shows, and everything.
Ahsoka was my favorite character in Captain Rex. I like the one episode, like I said again, the one they were killing each other, the clones was killing each other, that got me hurt.
When fucking Darth Maul came back, and yeah. His brother, Savage.
The Darth Sisters.
When Savage died out, salty. Oh, so.
But like, they got a new one, Star Wars Republic. I don't ever mess with that one. I like the old school Clone Wars, but that was it for me. Star Wars and Clone Wars. All right,
before we move on, can we just.
From our sponsor.
Y'all remember the picture we just took, right?
Yeah. Brent looks ugly as fuck.
Tell me why, besides me, he looks like a real ass dad. Like,
who does?
Cortez?
What
about Brent smiling in that second picture?
I was laughing at something. I
Brent,
all right, go ahead.
You're like a proud father right there.
That's my dad.
Hey, before we continue, I would just like to point out that I just got 100% on my college paper. I just want to put that out.
Oh, I got some two up. Next year, I'll be taking my Cincinnati police test to join the force next year, so wish me luck.
All right, anybody else?
You're already going to the Navy.
My name's Blake.
Okay, I had three, so. Tori Silk.
Ty, what do you have? What?
So all of my life I've been eating rice, but I've been off rice for 4 weeks now.
Oh!
He's Asian, if y'all didn't know. That shit's hard.
Wait, that's a crack.
I put out fires.
I saved a lot of the bullets.
All right, now he's
going to... I go to main campus.
I am black.
I am a minority and I have a 3.7 GPA.
I can afford condoms, but I still go in raw.
Yeah! Hey, they offer that shit free, I'm just saying.
I don't have a job, but I'm still rich.
I'm black and I don't sell drugs.
I made more money than everybody in this room.
Come on.
Hold on, no, I don't know.
I'm going to arrest Jose when he get older and take his money.
Clap for that shit, please. I think I make money. I make like a grand a week.
A week?
Yeah.
So that's...
I get about... grand.
How much are we making over here, bro? Broke his phone.
I get about 1,000 from the fire department. I get about another, like... No, about 15 from
the
fire
department. Okay, this was supposed to be a cartoon podcast.
Hey, all I'm saying is I make minimum wage.
Hey, big money moves.
I gotta say, I'm becoming a cop to save your lives.
Yeah, but we done flexing.
All
right, go ahead.
Hey, all I'm saying is...
Minimum wage with two jobs on campus.
You have two jobs?
Okay, yeah, then. Bro. And I'm still bored.
I'm a champion drink in Rocket League.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Are you a champion drink?
No, he's not.
Oh. I'm champ.
I am.
Can we go?
All right, let's go. What's your card?
Oh, and in Rainbow. You don't want to get that started. I'm plat, though.
Okay, nobody fucking
I got him to plat.
Okay. Shut up, Dad.
Dude, all right, can we?
Get yeah, should we get pizza?
Did y'all really want
I don't know. Like after this one, like I'm gonna wrap it up. And y'all want, we can get an anime or like right. Y'all, we can just call it a day.
We should end this one and then do what is
that's what I'm saying. But if y'all want,
yeah, do anime right here. Oh, you mean this one?
So yeah, we need to keep going.
Yeah,
finish.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, my
take it slow as fuck.
My. So it's my fault that your bitch ass wanna talk.
Go!
Who's your number one? Wait, is it Ben 10 or is it
Avatar or code name?
You just decided on Ben 10. Didn't
I know, but then I was thinking, I think it has to be Avatar. It has to be Avatar.
Avatar 10? No, bro.
Avatar is fucking lit.
Wait, was that your number
like, one? You literally.
Regular show is my number one, but I didn't hear nobody real say you're Avatar.
Because, like, if you've seen all these ones, like, all these people, like, they start and, like, they kind of just, like, stick with the same. Avatar, he comes with, like, jack shit garbage. And in the end fight, that shit is lit as fuck. Like, that man's a god.
Because then he has to, like, truly let.
The man had wide eyes. That bitch was like, he fucked the shit.
Yeah, he had
that light. Did you beat the game yet? You know, I mean, I was crying.
Yeah, like, that man, that was a true love story. That shit hurt.
Alright, how much time we got on there?
We got a solid 47.
He was like,
alright, go ahead so we can finish it up the lights.
Hey, watch this though.
Hey. Wait. Okay, so I'd have to say that my number one, y'all probably didn't watch it, but it was like Ultimate Spider-Man, or not Ultimate Spectacular, because Spider-Man has always been like my favorite superhero, and I grew up with him. Like, yeah, I love Spider-Man. Whatever.
Damn, my favorite superhero will fuck you up,
alright? Who?
Huh?
Who?
Thor, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck
that's my fucking father.
My nigga, the Flash will punch you 7,000 times before your daddy come down there to fuck your ass.
Boy, damn, you alright? If he fucking touch, bro, if he touch my dad, right, he gonna be...
your dad was so boo-boo, your brother.
And my dad would beat your ass.
So why the fuck... My dad would beat your ass. My dad the only person that could even...
Why is your sister stronger than you?
My dad... Bro, guys,
can but we... But I locked her up.
you had to use fucking Ragnarok to kill your
bro,
sister.
Bro, I don't want
to
hear you couldn't even hang with fucking Captain America.
But I took his shield.
Oh, and he took the shit right back and beat you up with
Tony,
it.
Tony, I'm not feeling good.
Man, your dude was struggling. He
was struggling to do what?
All he had to do was aim for the fucking head.
Hey,
hell no. Bro, this nigga took the fucking power of a star to the chest.
And he couldn't aim for the head? He couldn't aim for the head.
Your dude disintegrated doing shit. He couldn't take the fucking glove off?
It's because of fucking Star-Lord's bullshit. Star-Lord's bullshit, bitch. You know that's why.
Yo, he literally had it right here.
He
couldn't pull?
He was pulling.
Tell me somebody who loves their family more than the
49-32.
Tell me. Terminator. You over there killing your sister.
Oh, he didn't kill him. His
uncle. Surtur actually.
Your uncle was murdered and you ain't saved him.
It wasn't. I was being a little selfish there. I can't believe
my dad, my father is Batman. So.
Yeah, I was going to say. In the,
don't say shit about Batman.
Hey, all I'm saying is
in the video game.
There's no way he should have even been close to being Superman, bro.
In the video game, you could.
What?
You could have saved
her. But he had to sacrifice
like
her for the sake.
No, no, no,
he had to sacrifice her for the sake.
I apologize.
Right now.
Rich Junior, play that.
Everyone's changing the subject.
It's okay.
No, hell no. You said don't be like that. He was just talking about don't count the head. My man was the only person that could even fuck with Thanos.
What?
Huh? If Thor did not come to fucking Wakanda, y'all see how they were getting fucked up? Y'all see how they was getting
fucked up? First off, Captain Marvel was going to be the one to beat his ass anyway. We all know.
That movie's about to be
alive. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm pissed how in the
comics. All right, no, we need to let time
go. Yeah, go ahead.
They let the child in the Wakanda forever.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
We get to it. We get to
it. My father beat the fuck out of Thanos, but he's from DC.
Wait, what?
My father.
Batman.
Superman. Shut up and stay over there. You fucking lowly ass orphan child.
That's why Goku fucks him up in every single Goku versus.
Thank you, bro.
Yeesh.
God.
Wow. I didn't even think that.
I don't get it, bro. How could they even compare Batman versus Superman?
Come on, we gotta let time go.
Chill.
My father's LeBron.
Shut the fuck up.
Go ahead. Who's your number one?
Alright, so my number one show is probably regular show. Why? I thought the plot and the characters were pretty, it was pretty unique.
Tyra reminded me of the kid, I was like, I like turtles.
Wait, did you cry at that? Huh? With Pops, did you cry at that?
What? I didn't cry.
With Pops.
I cried, bro. I was sad as hell.
So I thought the characters were pretty unique. I liked how the plot worked. And I thought, you know, it was meaningful, some of the lessons they showed, you know, and they kind of showed some of the everyday things you dig. Like, you know, Mordecai was kind of going through some stuff with Margaret. You know, they kind of had some real problems that, like, translated to real life. So I thought it was pretty real in that sense.
That's how important she was, you know.
What the fuck was her name?
Claudia.
CJ.
Claudia.
Yo, I don't want to show wrong. Like, damn, that makes sense.
Oh,
like, okay,
I mean, I guess, but...
Because
Claudia, she a
clown,
so I don't
know
what
that means. All right,
go ahead.
Why couldn't I see if Tom talks Spanish and just saying, like,
IA,
end of everything?
Okay, you fuck up, Joe. Start saying that word.
I'm being serious.
Mr. Ash? Damn. Sorry. Okay.
My favorite has to be Star Wars The Clone Wars because I love the movies, and there's just a lot of moments I really like that show, but, like... Then bring it back Darth Maul, for example.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright. We had more things planned, but like this shit's taking forever. Like we was about to do Pixar movies and Marvel movies. But like I really want to do Marvel movies, but anime takes the cake, bro. We gotta do anime. So we'll see you in the next episode, you know. It's how long is this shit? Alright. Peace.
This episode will be in like 5 minutes, so
yeah,
don't
really
matter. Alright.
Everybody say bye.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Ciao.
I'm hungry.
Bye, Bob.